Welcome to the third video of this educational series by Global Business Research, titled The Digital Roadmap. I am Dr. Gunter Beitinger, the SVP of Manufacturing at Siemens AG. On behalf of my friends at Global Business Research, GBR, I would like to thank you for joining us again on this pre-recorded webinar. In this session, I will go through the important topic, trusted exchange of carbon emissions data along the supply chain. But let me first introduce you to our factories. Since 2016, we have started to digitize our factories in a structured and organized way. We call it the Lean Digital Factory. And since then, a lot of our factories are known as international lighthouses for digitalization. What are the challenges of our digital lighthouses? For example, we are serving each factory about 60,000 customers, producing one product per second. And of course, we are committed to the highest quality standards. And that is very important also for us, the horizontal and vertical data integration is our foundation for digitalization. All our factories worldwide have one mission. We want to be the role model for excellence in production and logistics to provide proven value add for our customers and business units. And this based on the methods of digital enterprises and lean industrial engineering. And our framework consists of the challenges we have to face. We are going and we need to shorten our time to market. We have to increase our flexibility, and we always are striving to improve our quality. And of course, we need to boost our efficiency to stay competitive. But also, we want to do this with an increased security and an inclusive sustainability approach. And of course, last but not least, we are always evaluating new business models while we are implementing our digitalization journey. Lean production and the fourth industry revolution are established in the daily operations of our factories. So for us, it goes hand in hand with the development of our people, with the engagement and the digital mindset, and of course, with process improvement. This is the circular we are driving. But what is the next challenge? And for this, we have prepared a video. Wow, wasn't that exciting? Yeah, but what was really driving us to go into this development? Let's look on the challenges we are facing at the moment in this topic. Regulators are interested in intensifying the carbon emission pricing. That is what we all see day by day. And there is not one day in our medias which has not one topic which deals with the climate change. And what we see also on the society is that the burden of carbon emission related damage is shifted back to those who are responsible for it, and of course, which are made responsible to reduce it. So we see sustainability drivers, regulatory changes with the carbon pricing, in Germany with the liability. But we also see that investors are going more and more in the directions that they are shifting their investments into companies who are committed to a sustainable strategy. So funds go green. Also, customer demand is higher. So the consumer brand perception is going hand in hand, how sustainable was this product produced? How committed is this company to overall ESG targets? And if once you have made a statement, maybe that you want to be a very responsible company, of course, the society makes you responsible for this commitment. But there's also business behind of it. If you look what already the governments are collecting by carbon emission fees, it's last year raises $45 billion by 2050. It's estimated to $1.86 trillion. And the products on the market sold under a sustainable label are already in the hundreds of billions of dollars also. So it's worthwhile to have a deeper look into this, how we are going to manage this. Our journey started with our own product. What you see here is the S7-1500. And we were thinking about, can we make this a carbon neutral product? And what does it take to offer this as a carbon neutral product? So we started to look at our own operations here in the middle. So it was very clear for us and very easy in a certain way. Of course, it took a little bit of an effort to collect our data and to calculate them. By the way, of course, we at Siemens have also the hardware and software to do this. So we could say, or we can say, carbon emissions are well known at our sites. And also we are able to collect them and to calculate them down to an individual product. And that's already something not all companies are able to. So that you break down your carbon emissions to a single product. So how much emissions are dedicated to this product? But can we also collect the data from our supply chain? And how efficiently can we do this? That was really a challenge for us. And when we started to collect and ask suppliers, how reliable were these data? How they have been calculated? Is there a common standard? There are different ways how you can calculate a product carbon footprint. And what does it take to shift this towards a transparent sourcing? And the other question was, how can we provide this product carbon footprint data to our customers without revealing our completely supply chain? We only wanted to exchange data related to product carbon footprint. We didn't want to expose our complete supply chain. And how do we interface seamlessly and without gaps or double counting? So raising these questions brought us that we digged into this topic more and more. What we saw when we went into our supply chain is that we in Siemens, with the example of our S7-1500, have about more than 90% of our carbon emissions related to this product in our supply chain. And we were thinking, is it the same at the other industry? And we found out that the industry average is about 80% over the whole industry. So it depends on your vertical integration. But the most of the burden is in the supply chain. And this makes it so important that we have reliable, comparable, and verifiable information to collect our product carbon footprint, to claim them as green products. And this has to be done on a standard methodology. So we need transparency, we need standard methodology, and we need a way which makes it possible to exchange this information trustful and trustworthy and auditable. Let me show you a video which brings this topic a little bit closer. This is our demo for our solution, how we think data exchange could take part.
We believe that the manufacturing industry has a joint interest for a desirable future of our planet and all its inhabitants. We have created a solution for managing our carbon footprint. As 80% of emissions originate in the supply chain, we took care of our suppliers too. Because together we can actually create a change. The common case starts with a request from a customer. The product manager can follow up on the request and forward it to the supplier who didn't provide data yet. The supplier then can use the software to manage and share the data with Siemens. And Siemens can fulfill on the request of the customer. Having full transparency, the whole supply chain can manage and improve on emissions. And in case data is missing or of insufficient quality, we request those information from our suppliers. In the meantime, we use a third-party lifecycle assessment database. For assuring highest quality, our data request is based on the Greenhouse Gas Protocol as a global standardized framework. Suppliers can manage their products proactive or request-based. And as a carbon footprint is the responsibility of the whole supply chain, we have included goal setting into the software based on the Sustainable Code of Conduct and broken down on product level. All details are displayed, managed, and find validation through certificates from independent partners. Our platform is enabling communication on product level, with the goal to exchange high-quality data and correlate these information, including all products and all its components from all suppliers. Our solution is a software and an ecosystem, where the whole supply chain is part of. The software is not only tracking improvements on product or factory level, but also predicting the future by projecting emissions based on emission history. If any data changes, the simulation app is calculating scenarios based on data, providing the foundation for KPI-based decision making. The overarching strategy of decarbonization is to reduce emissions and minimize the carbon footprint. Taking that into account, the decarbonization app is managing emission compensation only after all measures to improve the carbon footprint have been taken. As transparency is key, certificates are used. Accredited organizations are providing proof for the compensation of emissions. The software is using blockchain technology for the security of data, a safe data exchange, and clear ownership of data. The software is covering all areas and functionalities needed to govern and manage carbon emission for all stakeholders. For the first time, with our solution, CO2 responsibility becomes a joint effort. We are setting a standard that can be adapted by any industry and supply chain worldwide. Join us in our effort to manage carbon along the supply chain.
Siemens, ingenuity for life.
Now, I think and I hope you have gotten kind of a feeling what this product would be or how this solution could be. And again, this is a solution based on the technology of decentralized trust. We choose the solution for decentralized trust because the information and the ownership of this information is with the one who generated these data. And then confidentiality preserving the access to data on only a need-to-know basis. So sharing of product carbon footprints is done via verifiable credentials. And this is the unique proposition of this solution. Like a certificate is issued by an institute to a company or to a person, we are issuing a verifiable credential to a product. And while this issue is related to the product, when you receive this product, you can present this credential to a verifier and you get the information that you can rely on this information. What is transmitted with each product. So the main differentiation is that we are lining up these information along the supply chain. So, for example, our supplier are collecting information from his supplier, which is then scope 3, and combines them with his carbon emission data, scope 1 and 2. And then he certificates, he has a certificator, and he gets a verifiable credential, and he puts this into our ecosystem and issues this verifiable credential to our product. Now we, next in line, are using this information, putting our scope 1 and 2 to this, have also this process that a company, an institute, in Germany the TÜV, for example, are issuing to us a credential, and we are putting this again into a blockchain and issuing it to our product, and we are transmitting this information to our customers. So he gets then an information which all the other information from the supply chain is inbuilt without seeing the information of the supply chain. He only receives our information regarded what is the carbon emission of this product. So thinking this ecosystem even further, you can now imagine that in this ecosystem, customers, suppliers, NGOs, regulators, certifiers, utility providers, or even carbon sinks, if you're interested to decarbonize your product or to lower the carbon emission impact in this network. And like I explained already, the exchange of information, also a carbon credit could be put into and onto this product. What you see here is an internal stack, so how we collect or in Siemens or in our factory, the scope 1 and 2. So we have a connection to our in-house data sources. Then due to this manufacturing data platform, we are connected with then this green connect cockpit, and then we are transmitting this information into the ecosystem, and there it is available for our suppliers and customers. Now, we believe that an ecosystem should not be dominated by a company. It should be governed and ruled by an association with different companies on an equal level. So we have decided that we are donating this intellectual property into an association by an open source code. So everyone can take this code and connect to the ecosystem. And this association governs the ecosystem as an independent cross-company body. And in this association, we expect that companies will join who will be thought leaders across industries. We expect NGOs and certifiers will join, and institutes and universities. And to make this what we are intent here to do, as a company-wide, cross-company-wide standard for data exchange in regards of carbon emission. We have the alignment on common principles to allow for interoperability. The association will have working groups which deal with the development of international standards. Of course, and also the association will deal with the education of stakeholders on use cases of inter and intra-company execution of sustainability and things. So please, if you're interested to join this association, contact us. So, and that brings us to the end of this session. Now, as promised, if you have any question or comments, please send them in to hello@gb/research.com. I shall answer them in our next upcoming videos or directly via an email. So thank you for joining. Now I'm giving back to my friends, Faisal. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.